Hello, this is Jamie.
This is Malka. Good morning or evening today.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. I hope you are.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Shavuot Tov, Kodesh Tov.
I'm going to mute.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa. Shadula Shemin Ha. Tati.
Comes from Parashah Yitro, it's Pasuk 29,
and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkimte Bitchilu Urchimud Chilud Chilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yehudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Matar Hanenan Dekuja Barichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot V'yovada Dikshot V'le'ela Mila B'alma Divae Barnash Lidach Yaleya Mime Yaulan Haga Deya Kalana Dehakulu Obada Dikshot Inun Wikola Istiris Bi Alma. Since this is Rosh Chodesh, we will connect to the energy of the year 5779, which is to become wise. The ninth verse out of the 13 verses that begin with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. This ninth verse is in Psalms. It's chapter 139, verse 21. And we will read this verse to study it. Halo misanecha Adonai Yoheiwa Esna Uvit komamecha Et kotat. Do not I hate them, Hashem, that hate thee, and do not I strive with those that rise up against thee. There are six words which connects to Zeranpin. There are 33 letters which connects to Lag BaOmer, the holiday that is upcoming in 2.5 weeks. Lag BaOmer connects to the Sefirah of Hod Shebahod, which is a revelation of the light of the Torah, the light of Organuz, without the limitation that physicality presents. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And as you are aware, it's been a significant amount of rockets fired into Israel from Hamas and other elements. So we need to continue and stress the saying of this verse that brings peace to the Middle East. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosichu Bene Avlala Anoto Ka Asher Barishona. We will now study the 72 names of God using the tool of stating each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wa-e-wa-yo-la-yo-sa-yo-te-a-la-me. Me-he-shi-la-la-he-a-ka-a-ka-he-ta. He-za-yo-a-la-da-la-a-wa-he-he-a. Yo-za-la-me-be-he-he-re-yo-he-ko-me. La a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la fa yo 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 me la he se se wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he o. He a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he se shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me pe he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ya me be me nu ko a yo a me he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a wa me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo za la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he wa ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. Nu ko me me o re la he be he me za re. Wa he be me yo a he a la wa pe za yo. Ya he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he lo ya he la yo he me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 30th day of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or I should say Rosh Chodesh Aleph Iyar, the first day of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbeinu Mahari Ben Rav, Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi Eben Migash, known as the Rimigash, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the redactor, the one person who wrote the words of the Ari, the main student of the Ari. We would not have any of his teachings without Rabbi Chaim Vital's notes and writings. Rabbi Abraham Broidy of Frankfurt, Rabbi Nathaniel Whale, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yisiel of Drobich, Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. And tonight we will have our connection at the 7 o'clock Pacific Time class, where we will count the Omer. But the Tzaddikim who chose to leave Rosh Chodesh Bet of Iyar, Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitez, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, known as the Lev HaIvri, the heart of the Hebrew, Rabbi Avraham of Slonim, Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira, and the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we will say in a whisper. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. You can find that as the last link on the Unique Astrological Times link or landing page. The Ani meditation helps put us in balance. And during this month of Iyar, we need balance. I'm waiting for my page to open up. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Hod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu, Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Ye ahuni wu yohu. We will now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say the Esther Dibrot. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kucha Barichu Ishkin David Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanadei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanadei Aleinu Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadivarim Haile le'mor anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit havadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'aseh Lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim Mima'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat v'asher b'amayim Mitachat l'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Alpanim Al Shleishim We all rebeim Lesonai We asech Hesed La'alafim La'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav Ki lo yinake Hashem et asher Isa et shemo la'ashav Zachor et yom ha'shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim tavot Ve'asita kol melachtecha ve'yom hashvi'i Shabbat la'Hashem Elohecha Lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata u'bincha U'bitecha avdecha V'yamadcha u'hemtecha V'gercha asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et ha'shamayim V'et ha'aretz Et ha'yam v'et kol asher bam V'yanach b'yom ha'shvi'i Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat V'yika shehu kabed et avicha et imecha L'man yarikun yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzah Lo tinah Lo tignov Lo ta'aneh bereyachah shaker lo tachmot beitrecha lo tachmot eshet recha v'avdo v'amato v'ashoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'recha. We will now say the abridged Kaddish, which elevates, we use as an elevator, elevating us to the level of our class for today. Itkadal itkadash shemerabba, and we all say amen. Almadi ra tirute viam lich malchute bechaye chone viome chone bechaye de kol bet Yisrael bagala uvizman kariv it barach vishtabach vipar vipromam vidnase vitadar vitale vitalal shemede kucha Leila min kol birkata, v'shirata tushpechata, v'nechemata da'amiran be'alma, yeheshlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class is found on the unique astrological times link on the section titled Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The fourth link down says Pesach Sheni. That will be our class for today. Prior to starting the handout, I want to point out to you that this coming week, we have two holidays, Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut. Yom HaZikaron is a holiday of memory, remembering those people who died defending the state of Israel, defending Jews anywhere in the world, but primarily the Israeli Defense Forces, the current army of the modern state of Israel. Those who died in that service are remembered today, and it's a rather unique technique because there is, I believe it's 2 minutes of silence in the modern land of Israel. It takes place on Yom HaZikaron. And when that time comes, the whole country comes to a standstill for the 1 or 2 minutes. And that means the cars on the freeway as well. Every human being stops what they are doing and concentrates on remembering all of these many amazing people. And immediately the next day is Israeli Independence Day, the day that the Weizmann government declared the modern state of Israel as fact. And the United Nations declared it as in its potential on November 29, 1947. But it wasn't until the English withdrew that the modern state was caused to come into being with words, with the statement of independence, by Prime Minister Weizmann. And that statement is what declared the modern state of Israel to be in existence. Now, Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, is an interesting holiday in that its purpose is to give you a second chance. The energy of second chances, something that, if we think about it, we all need. How can we have a second chance? We have to connect to the energy of second chances. And that is what the month of Iyar is about, as we will discuss tonight. In our 7 p.m. class tonight, now that's West Coast time, in that class we will do our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Iyar, the month of healing, the month of light. But today we are talking about Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, and its Kabbalistic meaning. The physical description of Pesach Sheni is on the 14th of Iyar, and this year it's the evening of May 18th and through sundown of May 19th. The second Pesach, Pesach Sheni, occurs. Doesn't it seem quick since the Seder was only 2 weeks ago? And Pesach Sheni is always the 29th day of the counting of the Omer. But it's more readily recognizing the energy when we see it as Chesed Shebechod. We'll discuss more about that on that particular day. But what is loving kindness in the frame of appreciation? During temple times, those who had been ritually impure or were far in distance from Jerusalem at the time of the Pesach sacrifice on the 14th of Nisan had a second opportunity to bring their paschal sacrifice on Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. This day is not recognized as a holiday, but it is considered a semi-festival. This means that there are some rituals during the prayers that are not done usually. The usual Tachanun supplications are not recited in the synagogue services. One way of understanding not saying Tachanun is that there's been an elevation in the Sefirot of Malchut such that some of the Partsuf, the 10 Sefirot within Malchut, some of them have elevated into Zeran Pin. How many of them depends on the concept of a semi-festival. A holiday means that at least 5 of the 10 have elevated into Zeran Pin. Many also have the custom, the minhag, to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni during the day. Just as on Pesach we perceive the paschal sacrifice being equivalent to eating matzah, on Pesach Sheni, those who did not participate in the paschal sacrifice brought their paschal sacrifice. Personally, I follow this custom and another custom offered by Rabbi Avraham Greenbaum of the Azamra.org website, an organization. That the most appropriate time to eat the matzot would be in the evening, as the Pesach Sheni sacrifice was offered by day and eaten that night at a Seder together with matzot. And for this year, Pesach Sheni would begin Saturday evening on the 13th of Iyar. It's actually the 14th, until the evening of the 14th. A Seder would be Saturday night. Thus, it is best to eat the matzah both Saturday evening and Sunday evening this year. Actually, it would be Friday evening and Saturday, Motzi Shabbat. I'm sorry. It's Motzi Shabbat and Sunday night. What follows is the Torah's description, a relevant Zohar on the Torah portion, and an important essay by Rabbi Ginsburg. I'm going to skip the verses, which is in Bamidbar, chapter 9, verses 1 to 14, that describes Pesach Sheni and the reasons behind it. There are three components where one may bring the second Pesach when the temple exists. One where they were in a far journey. But more, most importantly, those who feel they are far from Hashem may bring and were not able to bring the paschal sacrifice because of their impurity at the time of in Nisan, they may bring it on Pesach Sheni. And they are being described as being far from Hashem, not far in distance, but far spiritually. And this is the energy of the second chance. So as I said, I'm going to skip the 14 verses. And drop down to where it says Zohar on Pesach Sheni. And this is the English translation without the Aramaic letters and without the Sulam commentary. Let the children of Israel also keep the Pesach at its appointed season. Rabbi Yossi said, have we not learned that whoever shows a proper worthy action below is as if he made that above? Due to him, this matter is roused, and it is as if he actually made it, as we have already learned. If any man, and man is repeated twice, of you or your posterity shall be unclean. Why does it say man twice? It is a man who is a man and is worthy to receive the lofty soul, yet he blemished himself, so the supernal Shekhinah does not reside with him. What is the reason? He brought it about by defiling himself. Therefore, man, that he is worthy to be a man, but he caused himself to be defiled. So the holiness from above should not be with him. Or he be on a journey afar off. This is one of the 10 letters, actually parasha, that are 32 letters with dots. There are 32 letters in the Torah that have dots over them. This parasha, discussing the Pesach Sheni, the second chances, has one of those dots over a letter. And all of these 32 letters come to demonstrate something. They come to demonstrate what is far away, far off. It is because a person that defiles himself is made unclean above. As soon as they make him unclean above, he is so far off, far from the place and the road on which the children of Israel are attached. He is attached to a journey afar off. He removed himself from getting close to you, Israel, and to connect with you as you connect. Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is it written, shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be on a journey afar off? That seems to indicate that there are two things here, which is understood from the word or. Rabbi Yossi said, here is prior to having have been made unclean. Here is after they made him unclean. It seems that neither this one nor that one will have holiness from above reside with him, and they will not observe the Pesach at the same time that Israel observed it. If you wonder whether he observes it on the following month, even if he does not amend himself, it is not so. It is only after he has purified and restored himself. He has another month to perform the Pesach Lamb. From here we take it that every person that purifies himself is also purified above. If he will venture to say that he will find himself on a higher level than the in that second month, it is not so. This is because the children of Israel, the holy offspring, that prepare the Pesach Lamb at its designated time, take the moon and the sun together as one. Whoever receives first the foundation receives the building upon it. What is the foundation? Do not say that it is the loftiest foundation of the everlasting righteous, but rather the foundation of a precious stone. As is written, the stone which the builders have rejected has become the headstone of the corner. For this is a stone upon which something lies. Rabbi Yehuda said, certainly he acquires all, even on the second month. It is not quite the same as if someone acquires the Pesach lamb on the designated period. What is the reason? It is because the one who acquires the Pesach lamb, the service on its designated period, receives from the bottom upward and does not regress, since we may promote to a higher grade of sanctity but not degrade. The one who acquires the Pesach Lamb past the designated time descends from higher to lower. Therefore, even if it is the same in everything, it is not equal. Since this one ascends and that one descends, and that one descends and does not ascend. Therefore, whoever brings the Pesach Lamb on its designated state is more worthy. Praised are the children of Israel who are meritorious in all. They are worthy of the Torah, and whoever is worthy of the Torah merits the holy name. Praised are they in this world and in the world that is coming. We are told that once the congregation of Israel is adorned with her crowns, in the month of Nisan, she does not remove the crowns from herself for 30 days. So it is still possible to have a second Pesach in the second month. The mitzvot for the slaughter of the Pesach lamb and the delay of the celebration for those who are unclean or far away to the second day are laid out for us. The first Pesach is from the right, and the second is from the left. And that is the end of the Zohar reading from the faithful shepherd, the Re'aya Mehemna. It is a mitzvah to make a second Pesach for those who were unable or were defiled by any other uncleanness. If the secret of Pesach, which is the secret of the faith in which Israel entered, dominates in the month of Nisan, and then it is time for rejoicing, how could those who were unable to prepare it on time or were defiled make up for it in the second month, seeing that its time had already passed? Once the congregation of Israel is adorned with its crowns in the month of Nisan, she does not remove these crowns and adornments from herself for 30 days. The matron sits in her adornments all these 30 days, beginning with the day of the Exodus of Israel, since the Pesach lamb and all her legions are in a state of happiness. Whoever wishes to see the matron may look, and the proclamation calls. Whoever did not get a chance to see the matron should come and look before the gates are locked. When is this proclamation proclaimed? It is on the 14th day of the second month. Since the gates remain open from then on for 7 days following that they lock the gates. Therefore, this is the second Pesach. The mitzvot entails the slaughter of the Pesach lamb at its appointed time. It reveals the first Pesach lamb date and the second Pesach lamb, and cautions us to consume them in accordance with their laws. The unclean should be delayed to the second Pesach lamb date. That is a third mitzvah. The Tanaim and the Amoraim, and these are periods of history where people live, certain Tzadikim lived. They are identified as a group by the names Tana and Amorai, or Amoraim. And these two groups are persons who are like pure mundane objects from the side of Michael. And they are those like mundane objects from the sacred, for example, holy meat from the side of Gabriel. Like the priest and the Levite, they are persons who are like holy days, and they are like the Holy of Holies. The Shekinah is the first Pesach from the right side, and the second Pesach from the left. The first Pesach is from the right, where Chokhmah prevails. The second Pesach is in the left, where Bina prevails. In Gevurah, all foreign ties are removed, which are like straw and chaff, in relation to the fire of Gevurah. The unclean are delayed until the second Pesach. And now for the essay by Rabbi Ginsburg. We may not have time to finish this essay, but I highly recommend it. The state of Israel was established on the fifth day of the month of Iyar in the year 5708, 1948, when its Declaration of Independence was signed by its founders. On this day, the Holy Land promised by God to the Jewish people was restored to Jewish sovereignty for the first time in nearly 2,000 years. The 5th of Iyar is therefore known as Israel Independence Day, Yom Ha'atzma'ut. As momentous as this event was and is, the new country was devoid of both its heart and its mind. Its heart, ancient Jerusalem, the historic site of the Holy Temple, and the focus of the Jewish people's life and prayers remained under Arab occupation. And its mind, the Torah, which God gave us to guide and guide our actions, was not recognized as the supreme legal and spiritual authority. Unfortunately, even God's name is missing from Israel's Declaration of Independence. 19 years later, on the 28th day of the same month of Iyar, ancient Jerusalem was liberated in the Six-Day War of 1967. On that day, the holiest city on earth was reunited under Jewish sovereignty. On that day, the holiest city on earth was reunited under Jewish sovereignty. It again became, to quote a verse in Psalms, the city joined together. The 28th of Iyar became known as Jerusalem Day, Yom Yerushalayim. Originally, this verse signified that in Jerusalem, heaven and earth, the mind and the heart, are joined together. The sages state that our minds and hearts are joined together when we pray. What divine service is performed in the heart? Prayer. Jerusalem is the heart of the land of Israel. And since the land of Israel is the heart of the world, Jerusalem is like the innermost chamber of the world's heart. As the site chosen by Hashem for the Holy Temple, Jerusalem is the focal point of all divine service, and hence the focal point of all people's prayers and supplications before the Almighty. The prophet Isaiah also wrote that from Zion, from Jerusalem, Torah will come out. The Holy Temple in Jerusalem is the natural seat of both the mind and heart of humanity, where the two can truly be joined. This unity was symbolized in the first and second temples by the Sanhedrin, the highest Torah court that convened in a chamber that was partially within the temple itself and partially outside. Unfortunately, because we have not yet merited to see the rejoining of the two, prayer and Torah study, on a national level in the modern state of Israel, Jerusalem Day has deteriorated over the years and is celebrated by less and less people. Indeed, there is a strong feeling of a chance that slipped away as we were given a golden opportunity to finally end our long exile. But for whatever reasons, we're not savvy enough to use it. Indeed, despite these miraculous events, the modern state of Israel seems to be entangled in a deteriorating maze of crises. Terror and war threaten it on all sides. The custodians of the state daily surrender the Jewish people's rights to the land, relinquishing vital strategic areas to sworn enemies, while trampling on the principles most sacred to the Jewish people throughout the generations. The country is plagued by cultural rifts within its own society, along political, religious, and sociological lines, and is morally weakened by a spent nationalist ideology that can no longer inspire its sons and daughters. It is now clear to all that though millions of Jews have returned to the Promised Land and physically rebuilt it, the issue of Israel, the state of Israel, is very far from fulfilling the Jewish vision of the true and complete redemption. Nonetheless, the sages explain that God heals us differently than a human doctor. A human doctor first sees the malady and then finds the cure. But God first creates the cure and only then inflicts the wound. Likewise, God has provided us with the potential to rectify the seemingly hopeless situation of the Jewish people in the state of Israel. If we examine the workings of divine providence, we can discern the cure in the circumstances surrounding the establishment of the state of the liberation of Jerusalem. Healing with light. It is surely divine providence that the two most outstanding events in the relatively short history of modern Israel both occurred in the month of Iyar. And to fully appreciate the significance of this, we must turn to the Torah, to God's plan of creation. We must first consider the name of the month, for God created everything, whether tangible entities and temporal or spiritual phenomena, through the spiritual energy contained in its Hebrew name. The month's colloquial name, Iyar, Aleph Yud Yud Resh, is cognate. It sounds like the word light, or. But this is its Aramaic name. In the Bible, there is one explicit reference to this month, and there it is called Ziv, meaning brilliance or radiance. In Kabbalah, the word Iyar is explained as an acronym for the biblical words, I am God, your healer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. Thus, the month of Iyar is the month of divine healing power, healing with light. The Baal Shem Tov applied the principle of healing with light in all situations. His advice, do not attack darkness directly head on, but rather disarm it with light, because a little light dispels a great deal of darkness. I recommend that you continue reading in preparation for our holiday, for our Rosh Chodesh tonight, for the meeting and the participation. But we are stopping here because we've run out of time. The section where we stopped is titled A Second Chance, and it's about 2 inches from the bottom of the page, so I highly recommend you complete the page. Does anybody have any questions? I believe somebody is trying to get on to ask a question, so we will wait. But it sounded like they were kicked off by the technology. In the meantime, our 3 o'clock class will continue our discussions and teachings of the Advanced Reincarnation series. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have our Rosh Chodesh connection. Are there any questions? I wish you all a beautiful Rosh Chodesh Tov, a beautiful month, a month of healing, a month of light, a month of second chances, and connecting to the energy of second chances for all of those opportunities to do teshuvah and to make change in your life for the better that will take place during the next 12 months. Chodesh Tov, Shavuot Tov, may you all be blessed. May you all have a beautiful week and month. Shalom to all. Shalom
to all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you.